Jack and News, trending now. Trending now.
The work week resumes with partly cloudy conditions over Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. It will be warm and also becoming very hot over the Lowveld. Also hot in the northwest where it will be windy in places. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees today. Joburg and Emalahleni 28, Mpumalanga 31 and Polokwane a high of 29 degrees.
In Alderwater Park, there's a stationary vehicle on the N1 northbound before the Golden Highway exit.
The National Energy Regulator, or NERSA, has published the controversial multi-year revenue application by Eskom for the years up until 2028. It confirms Eskom proposing an electricity price hike of 36.15% for 2026. NERSA will now open these applications for public consultation. And Spain has adopted a target of 81% of its electricity to come from renewable sources by 2030 to meet its climate goals. The country's government has vowed to accelerate the deployment of renewable energies to reach that ambitious goal in less than 6 years' time. Solar and wind energy have grown more rapidly than expected in Spain over the past couple of years. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has strengthened through the night, back to levels last seen about 20 months ago. Traders say the local currency is still benefiting from positive sentiment after the interest rate cuts by the US Federal Reserve and the Reserve Bank. Most Asian markets built on a global rally this morning as China announced another interest rate cut the day after unveiling a series of measures to boost the country's ailing economy. The move suggests Beijing is giving way to calls to boost the world's number two economy as it struggles to recover from the COVID pandemic, even after the removal of painful restrictions at the end of 2022. A dollar this morning at 17 rand 39, a euro 19 rand 42, a pound 23 rand 16 cents. Gold still climbing to record highs, trading at $2,661.43 per fine ounce. Oil also up at $75.04 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, Rassie Erasmus has made a total of 9 changes to the matchday squad for Saturday's Rugby Championship decider against Los Pumas in Bombela. Eben Etzebeth will become the most capped Bok of all time, winning 128th cap. The duo of Jaden Hendrickson and Marnie Lubbock will be the halfbacks. Mongimbo Nambi, Frans Malherbe, Peter Steph Tutoi, Cheslin Colby, Damian D'Allender and Siya Kolisi all return to the starting lineup. Rassie backing Lubbock at 10 for the weekend is pretty much the big news of the day.
Yeah, the team had a little laugh and a few of the memes and stuff that went around and then had a look at it. But the only way to get a guy like him through this is to get back onto the horse and ride it till it's flat again. And then we've made some other plans with the goal for you as well, which hopefully will work.
And that horse is flat again. The Springboks only need a point to guarantee their first rugby championship title since 2019. They'll also clinch the title if Argentina win the match without a bonus point based on competition points. 3 results from the Betway Premiership yesterday. Sundowns surging to the top of the standings with a 4-1 victory against Marumo Gallants at Loftus. So they reclaimed top spot after Orlando Pirates were briefly at the summit following their 3-0 win over Polokwane City earlier. In the KZN Derby, Royal AM and Richards Bay played out a goalless draw, and Bafana Bafana have been boosted by the return of captain and goalkeeper Ronwin Williams, as well as Percy Dow for the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against the Congo. They'll take them on in Gqeberha on the 11th of October before the return match 4 days later. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love. Like this.
There ain't